KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama says it's time for the U.S. and Cuba to turn the page in their relations.
This is obviously a historic meeting. The history between the United States and Cuba is obviously complicated, and over the years, a lot of mistrust has developed.
He spoke at a photo opportunity with Cuban President Raúl Castro at the Summit of the Americas in Panama. This week's political media addresses were given by Vice President Joe Biden and Republican Representative Charles Bustani of Louisiana.
Vice President Biden says when it comes to middle-class economics, nothing is more important than education. He says that's why he and the president want tuition-free community colleges.
Giving folks a fair chance to get ahead. A fair tax code, no guarantees, just a fair chance.
Republican Representative Charles Bustani of Louisiana railed against the tax code.
It's a volumes-long jumble of outdated provisions held together with scotch tape and glue.
And he says IRS scandals have to be addressed. Shirley Smith, Washington.
A man is dead after shooting himself on the west front lawn of the U.S. Capitol. Capitol Police Chief Kim Dine says it appears to be suicide.
A subject walking in a public area at the U.S. Capitol on the West Front produced a weapon and engaged in a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
A precautionary lockdown has been lifted. No one else was hurt. Saudi Arabia's defense ministry says Houthi rebels in Yemen have fired a mortar round at a border post, killing three Saudi officers and wounding two others. The ministry says its forces responded with gunfire. It says since its campaign against the Houthis began, 500 Houthi fighters have been killed. This is AP Radio News. Pilots at Allegiant Air have agreed not to strike while a federal judge in Las Vegas weighs arguments from their union and the airline's management.
The company had sought to make permanent a temporary order that halted a planned strike on April 1st, but a resolution of the matter will have to wait until next week. The company and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters Local 1224 will return to U.S. District Court on Wednesday and Thursday to present more evidence and testimony. Allegiant had argued the union hasn't met all the steps that federal law requires before airline employees can strike. I'm Ross Simpson.
The highest court in Massachusetts says if a business's no-tipping policy has been clearly communicated to customers, the owner can keep any money left as a tip for workers or put it in a cup of abandoned change for other customers. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.